20 a.m. and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. We are learning new information now about the 38-year-old suspect the FBI is still searching for in Texas for killing his neighbors.
The 38-year-old suspect had been deported four times after entering the U.S. illegally. ICE sources tell CBS News Francisco Oropeza was first deported in 2009 twice, then again in 2012, and again in 2016. He also served jail time for driving while intoxicated in 2012 in Montgomery County, Texas. It is not known how long he's been in the U.S. since his last removal.
An $80,000 reward is also up for grabs for any information leading to his arrest. A big bank bails out failed First Republic. Here's CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
JPMorgan Chase is coming in, buying all the deposits, buying most of the assets. And that really does mean that all the consumers who have accounts at First Republic can actually relax, because you're just going to walk into your branch if you need some help. JPMorgan is going to make those transactions.
And the deal's getting praise from the White House.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. During remarks in the Rose Garden focused on the needs of small businesses, President Biden said he was pleased with the way the First Republic collapse was handled.
Well, depositors are being protected. Shareholders are losing their investments. And critically, taxpayers are not the ones that are on the hook.
He again called on Congress to pass reforms that would tighten banking regulations and hold failed bankers accountable.
Another 100 U.S. citizens are safe now after escaping war-torn Sudan. CBS's Remy Innocencio's with them in Jeddah.
11-year-old Norvivi said she was exhausted and afraid.
It was very scary because I was scared of the army.
I feel relieved. I feel safe, you know. I feel way better than how I felt in Sudan.
How did you feel in Sudan?
Terrified, actually. Like, scary to hear gunshots outside of your house.
Tornado cleanup is now underway in coastal Virginia. Here's CBS's Jim Krasula.
Countless stately old trees were damaged in Stephen Keck's neighborhood.
I just can't believe the damage. When I walked down just one block, as I was looking around, there were times where I didn't even recognize where I was.
There were some gas leaks in several homes, but no one was hurt. Fashion's biggest night gets started in a few hours in New York City. The Met Gala raises money for the Metropolitan Museum of Art and attracts hundreds of celebrities every year. Vogue's Anna Wintour hosts it for decades.
Every year is different, and we try and curate the guest list in a way that makes sense for whatever the theme of the exhibition is. And every year we try and make it different, have different people come.
This year's theme honors late designer Karl Lagerfeld. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Just call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
A very impressive General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to find out about all our popular quick construction kits, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Just call 888-747-8335 now. That's 888-74-STEEL.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. A Democratic member of the Wisconsin Elections Commission is stepping down today.
72-year-old Julie Glancy announced Friday she was resigning. Glancy was appointed to the newly created bipartisan commission by then GOP Governor Scott Walker and later reappointed by Governor Evers until 2026. In a statement, Glancy said it's time to make way for someone with a fresh perspective. Evers will appoint a successor from a list of Democrats who were former local government clerks to serve the remainder of Glancy's term. If you write checks, you can protect yourself from thieves by using gel ink pens. State officials warn of a scam called check washing. Criminals wash ballpoint pen ink off checks using chemicals, rewrite the check with their name, and cash it to steal your money. Officials say you can protect yourself by writing checks with gel ink pens. The gel soaks into the paper and is much harder to remove. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 45, northwest winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, lows level off around 33. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow, highs level off around 49. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 44.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Hey, Brian.
Whoa, we're gonna have company!
Brian, bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You are listening to Dueling Tangents across the state of Wisconsin, broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios here on Madison's near west side for Mad Radio 92.7 FM, WMDX 1580 AM, and around the state on so many more local terrific civic media radio stations, the Shaw and Waukesha, locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, and so many more. And got Evan on the board. E, how we doing on this Monday afternoon, my friend?
I do declare, I'm feeling good on a Monday.
Yeah, you started with the Southern accent, then you just dropped it.
Was that Southern though? I don't know, man.
I feel like when you do the I do declare, it's maybe, what's his name? The chicken from Looney Tunes.
That was pretty rough though. We won't play that back.
What is it? Now I'm gonna.
The rooster.
Yeah, I can't think of his name. It's Loghorn or
Foghorn Leghorn. Boom.
There we go. Foghorn Leghorn. Thank you. I was like, I knew it was there somehow. I had the letters, but I tossed it around. Well, glad to hear that you're declaring that you're doing all right on a Monday afternoon. Folks, we hope you're doing well in the listening audience as well. If you want to share a tangent with us here on Dueling Tangents, 844-967-2789. We're going to do a little bit of a weekend dumpster dive, as we like to do here on Monday afternoons, coming up in a little bit. We'll dive into that proposal and a news story that we missed. As well as Republicans are floating an idea to address a problem, and it's an interesting solution to a problem that we are facing here in Wisconsin. So we'll get into that as well. If you want to share a tangent with us about any of the Packers, Green Bay Packers draft picks over the weekend, the NFL draft concluding on Saturday, Green Bay loading up on a number of new prospects, had a lot of 4 7-round picks. I thought that was pretty wild. They traded back on the second day in the second and third round to acquire some more late round draft picks. And surprise, surprise, they drafted another quarterback, and it'll be interesting to see if Jordan Love got a phone call or a FaceTime beforehand. We don't know. but if you want to share tangents on those picks as well, 844-967-2789. But kicking off the month of May here at Civic Media, April is now behind us. I don't know if Mother Nature, we're going to have to ask our friend William Walter later this week about what's going on. April showers were supposed to bring the May flowers, but we're still getting rain here on this May. Slightly overcast.
It was chilly.
It's starting to warm up later in the week, but May flowers, you know, that old that old saying, April showers bring May flowers. So we got that coming up. I've seen plenty of the memes. I'm sure you as well, Evan, have seen the meme of it's going to be May. Justin Timberlake's face likes to get shared around a lot this time of year. And we'll participate in that as well.
He's got a fine face. He has a nice face.
It's always funny because you think it would get old. And then every April 30th and May 1st, you're like, yeah, no, it's a good one.
That's the beautiful things about meme, you know?
Yeah, they just get
recycled.
It's
an old meme, sir, but it checks out.
Yeah.
They're just solid.
Well, that one stands true no matter what.
Yeah.
It's going to be May. So, but what else May brings here is a couple of different things to commemorate with May Day today, as well as May 1st kicking off the first day of Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month. And I always... The fact that we have to take specific months to commemorate things, I think is good and bad. I believe in the belief that Black history shouldn't only be celebrated in February, that Asian American and Pacific Islander heritage shouldn't just be celebrated in May. But this is a relatively newer holiday or month of commemoration that I believe for the Asian American Pacific Islander community, they've been recognizing it for nearly 50 years since the first Asian American Pacific Islander week was signed into commemoration by President Jimmy Carter back in the 1970s. But today, being the first day of this month, I wanted to learn into a little bit more about why we celebrate this heritage in May. And it was a pretty interesting story written up over at NPR talking about the story behind Asian Pacific American heritage and why it's celebrated in May. And Evan, did you know why we celebrate this Heritage Month in May?
Yeah. Right on me, bud.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting because the legislation annually designated May as Asian Pacific Heritage Month mm-hmm. referenced two key dates, May 7th and May 10th. Any idea, E, on what happened on May 7th or May 10th?
I'm sure I'll be familiar when you tell me.
I didn't know these days, but the fact that they happened 3 days apart from each other, about 2 decades apart from each other, though.
Sure.
May 7th, 1843, marked the first arrival of the first Japanese immigrants to the United States.
Okay.
And May 10th, 1869, or Golden Spike Day, recognized the completion of the first transcontinental railroad in the U.S., which had significant contributions from Chinese workers. Yes, Chinese laborers did make our railroads. They laid the railroads and they connected both coasts here in the United States.
The Golden Spike, that puts a wrinkle on my smooth brain. That one I've heard before. I don't know if it was in class or something, but that one
rings a bell.
That rings a bell.
Okay. Well, those two dates happening in May help commemorate the first week of Asian American Pacific Islander heritage back in the 70s. And then when the full month got signed into legislation, I believe I lost the date here, but for several years now, Jimmy Carter was the first one to sign that. And in 1990, Bill Clinton passed the Asian American Heritage Month. So May becoming the entire month rather than just a week. But pretty interesting dates along with May Day celebrated here, or International Workers' Day on May 1st, which leads me to my first kind of tangents of the day, E, with it's pretty interesting how many different labor sectors are authorizing strikes, threatening to strike, or attempting to unionize and facing backlash for trying to unionize their workforce.
Blatantly, too. Blatantly. It's kind of amazing how... Yeah.
In violation of national labor laws.
Just brazen. It's
yes.
pretty wild.
I believe the outgoing, now gone CEO of Starbucks, Howard Schultz, will be remembered for the union busting that he did as Starbucks is around the nation have been working to unionize in recent years. And that will be part of his legacy, is going to be the crackdown, illegal crackdown, and a lot of the retaliation against labor leaders in these Starbucks. We've got a writer strike that is tonight at, I believe, midnight Pacific time. So we are about 12 hours from now away from a potential for writers to be striking with the Writers Guild of America. Just today, the pilots for U.S. airlines, across the airlines.
The airlines generally, they get something done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's history of that as well. And the pilots have officially authorized or going into, I believe the headline broke earlier. I didn't get to see all the details, but Reuters was reporting that American airline pilots authorized a strike mandate. So North American pilots took fresh steps today to make workforce gains with American Airlines Group pilots backing a strike mandate and Air Canada pilots supporting a merger with a larger union. So we're hearing all about workers' rights all today, and I believe the more and more focus of workers working to unionize and workers unions advocating for their workers and demanding in this inflation and prices are rising, but there is a lot of economic prosperity going around,
and it's wild seeing two sides of this coin, right? So you have airlines, for example, they have real leverage, you know, a critical aspect of our economy. Of
Well, you would think the same when the rail workers were threatening to strike last year, that they had so much leverage that Congress and the Biden administration kneecapped that leverage for concerns of what it would mean for the national and international economies.
That was a sad day. That was a sad day. And then you have Starbucks workers who, I mean, the anti-retaliation laws are so toothless. It's incredible. You just get fired for cause, whatever that cause may be. And they're probably firing you because you were advocating for unionization, but they'll just let you
go. But they just lean on the cause, yeah.
It's amazing.
And that is one of those at-will employment. It's a detriment for a lot of employees. And it is a risk that workers that are attempting to unionize face in industries like the service industry. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that one as well. We want to take your thoughts on the rise of the labor movement, the resurgence, I would say, not the rise, because labor has been a powerful force in American life for a very long time. And so this resurgence and focus on unionizing and workers using their union, utilizing their union to be able to advocate for themselves in the workplace. I want to hear your thoughts, your tangents on it. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. You can also share your tangents with us on Twitter at Dueling Tangents. But today, International Workers Day, May Day. It's also the kickoff of Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month. So a lot different events and commemorations going on today. Take your phone calls if you've got thoughts on the NFL Packers draft picks over the weekend as well. And a variety of tangents here on Dueling Tangents. Really excited to dive into some of these other dumpster diving proposals as well, Evan. I don't know about you, but I unplugged a little bit for the weekend, so it's nice to see. How did I miss that one back in on Friday or Saturday before I unplugged?
But I've been the same way, though. And it's really since I'm sort of steeped in the political happenings every single day here with Civic Media, I find myself less just glued to it. When I first came on board here,
it's not even just the political happenings. It's just the current events, the news of the day, everything like that.
I try and stay within earshot. If something really crazy happens, you know, it'll sort of seep through and get to me.
Yeah. But for those that may have unplugged as well early on Friday, we're going to go into that dumpster diving segment. We'll take your phone calls as well. 844-967-2789. It's 844-96-PARTY. It's officially May. We're celebrating International Workers' Day as well as the kickoff of AAPI Heritage Month. Dueling Tangents will be right back.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
The Wisconsin Rapids Bike Rodeo and Safety Fair will be taking place at the Grand Rapids Lions Club grounds Saturday, May 6th from from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Open to all area children grades K through 6, the event will include free helmet fittings and bike safety inspections, a passport to safety, and a chance to win a free bike. All children must bring their own bicycle for the event and be accompanied by an adult. Lunch will be provided. St. Bronislava Holy Name Society's All-You-Can-Eat Breakfast will be held Sunday, May 7th, from 8:30 a.m. to noon at St. Bronislava Catholic Church, located at 3200 Plover Road in Plover.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-4922, because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising stuff.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
Home Furniture has been Central Wisconsin's home for the best in furniture for more than 60 years and four generations. Brands you know and trust, such as Lazy Boy, Ashley, Smith Brothers, and more. Our professionally trained consultants will help you find what you are looking for at an affordable price. Let our family help you create a space that's truly yours. Home Furniture, stop in for immediate availability or create your own piece. Home Furniture, Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You are listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. If you want to take us with you on the go, download the Civic Media app wherever apps are downloaded on your smart device, either the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Search Civic Media. It's free to download. You can take us with you. You can jump from station to station and see all of the excellent programming, listen to all the excellent programming we have across the state of Wisconsin. And I guess one that I missed to start, Evan, also kicking off today on May 1st, you can support small businesses with our friends at Dane by Local here in Madison, celebrating the Shop Local Week from May 1st today through May 7th. So you can learn more as well about Dane by Local and all of the terrific buy local movements going on around the state of Wisconsin by tuning in at 11 a.m. on Saturday and Sundays for Let's Get Local, hosted by Jason Hafeman. Terrific program focused on buying local and the power that you can have in supporting small local businesses.
And the consequences of not doing so are so easy to understand. People don't think about it often, but once it happens, it's just so clear. I mean, it's worth keeping alive. It's worth keeping these places up and running.
I was just saying, much more local event than the AAPI Heritage Month and International Workers' Day, May Day today, but another excellent cause kicking off today. Folks, if you want to share a tangent with us here on Dueling Tangents, as we discuss all of the stories you may have missed as well. We're going to do a little bit of a weekend dumpster dive coming up next, but 844-967-2789. You can share your tangents with us. You can be like Jack in Merrimack. Jack, what's on your mind this Monday afternoon?
Well, I just thought I'd point it out. I was a union member all my working life. IBEW, Education Association. I was vice president of the union for some time. For some reason, people have been sold on the concept that unions are bad. I've seen postings online that basically attack unions, saying that, for instance, gee, unions are no good because they've lost their pension plans. They've corrupted people have taken the money. I haven't seen that with unions. I've certainly seen it with big business, where they had supposedly pension plans, and now the government had to bail those plans out. But one of the things that is a fact, and that is that unions, of course, are responsible for everything from the end of child labor, which Republicans are trying to reinstitute, by the way, all the way to the supposedly 40-hour work week, which many people don't have anymore either because of lack of unionization. And when Reagan took over in 1980, when Reagan became president, there were about a third of workers were in unions, and there were about two-thirds of the American workers were middle class. Now, with the decrease in unionization, I think something like fewer than 10% of people are now in unions. We're down to fewer than 50% of us in middle class. The Republicans have succeeded in pretty much destroying the middle class through destruction of unions. That's basically it. And there's been very little enforcement of the labor laws that allow for unionization as well. So that's my rant of the day.
Yeah, we appreciate that, Jack. And on International Workers' Day of all days, tangents and stories and phone calls are always encouraged here on Dueling Tangents. But we appreciate that contribution to today's show, Jack. If you want to be like Jack, 844-967-2789. There has been a concerted... Former Governor Scott Walker clearly came out to divide and conquer. That was his tactic, divide and conquer. We saw here in Wisconsin and around the nation a concentrated effort to really reduce the ability for workers to unionize and the power that unions could have in both the political sphere and just advocating on behalf of the workforces. And so the fact that it... unions and the fat cat union boss figure that Republicans like former Governor Scott Walker have portrayed that image, Jack, that you referenced is huge, because that's how they were able to divide and conquer. They pitted workers and individuals of the middle class against each other, and because of that, we've seen a number of consequences.
I was just a kid, you know? But when my mom got pissed about stuff, you know, she'd read the newspaper and her face would get red at the insaneness. That's when I knew it was serious.
Yeah.
You know? I never really clocked anything in the political sphere before then. But yeah.
Yeah, the attack on workers' rights through Act 10, through making Wisconsin a right-to-work state, all of those things are concentrated efforts to dilute union power and the power of workers, effectively, in Wisconsin. And we're going to talk a little bit more about one of those things that Jack just touched on as well, coming up in a future tangent here on the show today, because... we have a worker shortage in a lot of different industries, and... a Republican idea to address the worker shortage in the service industry may catch you off guard. So I'm going to share a little bit of the details around that, as well as coming up next, we're going to discuss a piece written up over at the Wisconsin State Journal that I missed at the end of last week, and it is my dumpster dive of the week. The state-funded attorneys in Wisconsin are really... And the Governor Tony Evers calling for increased funds to address the problems that we're seeing for state-funded attorneys and the delays in Wisconsin's current criminal justice system. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that. We'll get into more tangents and your phone calls, 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. It's Monday afternoon. Share your tangents with us.
The Shaw, one locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The on-ramp to northbound I-39 from US 10, Wisconsin 66 will be closed starting today.
Crews will repair concrete and install a concrete median on the ramp near Stevens Point. Traffic will be detoured south on I-39 to County Double H and north on I-39 to US 10 Wisconsin 66. They expect to finish and reopen the ramp by May 5th. You need to register today if you want a free race shirt for the third annual Burgers and Buns Fun Run. The Wisconsin Beef Council is holding this event to provide beef for families in need. You can participate virtually or in person. The event takes place on May 20th at the Wisconsin Farm Discovery Center in Manitowoc. Virtual runners can race anytime in May. Visit beeftips.com for more information. The Wisconsin Legislature's Joint Finance Committee meets this week to start rewriting the next two-year budget. The committee wants to finish its work by the end of the month. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know, from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now, that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 45, northwest winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, lows level off around 33. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow, highs level off around 49. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 44.
We're hoping for those, and you can share your tangents, 844-967-2789. But it is a Monday afternoon, and what we'd like to do is see what you may have missed in the Friday news dump that is the news cycle. They like to, you know, It's not all the reporters' fault. They're working very hard throughout the week, and some very important stories sometimes get filed on a Friday evening or afternoon, and they just get missed. And so there we go. We're going to back up that dumpster. And this is a pretty important one, because as we're talking about how Republican lawmakers here in Wisconsin have had some pretty coordinated efforts to undermine labor and labor unions here in Wisconsin and around the nation for some time now, there's also been a lot of talking points talking about no one wants to work anymore. You hear that time and time again, and it's a very interesting talking point made from a group of politicians, Republican lawmakers, that decided the third month last year, in March, they decided to say, well, yes, we are full-time legislators, but we're going to be done working and legislating for the year. In March. And so we've been facing problems here in Wisconsin still, though. Even though our lawmakers were sitting on their keisters last year for most of the year, just refusing to legislate because they would have to find some compromise with a governor that doesn't share the same political persuasions as they do. We have a Democratic governor here in Wisconsin, Tony Evers, and a Republican-led legislature. And rather than do the hard things like finding compromise and bipartisan solutions to address problems Wisconsinites are facing, Republicans just packed up shop and said, yeah, you know what? We're just not going to go to work anymore. We're not going to legislate. We don't want to find that common ground, the compromise. And so in that time, Wisconsin's problems still haven't been addressed, and it led to a story being written last Friday in my dumpster dive of the week, written up by Alexander Scher over at the Wisconsin State Journal. State-funded attorneys in Wisconsin point to low pay and shortages as Tony Evers calls for more money. Now, it's an interesting way to frame this headline because it acts like Tony Evers is the only political player in this equation, that Tony Evers is the only one that could address solving this crisis that we have of public defenders being kind of MIA here in Wisconsin. And yes, I don't know if I would be attracted to a position as an attorney with low pay and hard hours, because as Alexander Scher's writing over at the State Journal outlines in this anecdote to kick off the story, from October until last week, so for the better part of 6 months, Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermonsky was handling the amount of work typically assigned to six prosecutors. That wasn't by choice. Instead, like many other state-funded attorneys in counties across Wisconsin, Ermonsky's workload increased because assistant prosecutor positions first advertised months ago remain unfilled. "I've never seen it this bad," Ermonsky said in February. "It's just really incredible that we can't find people right now that want to join the profession." And so, yes, Tony Evers named by name in this headline. But the Republican-led legislature, this isn't a new problem. It didn't just kick off last October. We've been having a crisis in public defenders and being able to make sure that the legally mandated requirement of legal representation in our judicial system, to be able to have the ability to be represented by an attorney, has been delayed in many different facets since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. Without knowing what the consequences were of COVID-19, the justice system has slowed down. And that backlog has not been addressed. And for 9 months last year, Republican lawmakers here in Madison just said, we'll get to that problem when we get to that problem. That surplus, that $7 billion surplus now that we have totaled and that's been increasing throughout several months now. It started out as a $3 billion surplus. Then it was four. Then it was five. Then $7 billion surplus in the last biannual budget. But Republican lawmakers, they played politics. They said last year, we're going to take our chances. We're going to hope that a Republican comes along like Tim Michaels or Rebecca Clayfish, and we can cut taxes. We can make Wisconsin a flat tax state with that $7 billion surplus. We can use that surplus to offset the terrible policy consequences of a flat tax here in Wisconsin. And they lost that political gamble. But district attorney's offices, public defender offices around the state of Wisconsin are still suffering because of the crisis that we've been facing for the better part of the last 3 years.
That's nationwide, too, at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's not just Wisconsin. It's not a Wisconsin-specific problem. It is a problem that we are all facing, and there needs to be a concentrated effort like how Republicans did to kneecap labor unions here in Wisconsin. There needs to be a concentrated effort to be able to address this problem and not just act like it's a back burner issue.
Yeah, and money would... It would help.
Money, increased pay is a way to address this problem. It's not throwing money at the problem.
They don't want the cases.
Yeah. If you need the attorneys that are publicly, legally mandated to represent members of the public, you have to be able to address the working conditions, and a pay shortage is, and shortcomings in pay is a big factor of that. So this is my dumpster dive of the weekend. I missed this one, but just the quote from Hermonsky. We're in a crisis with public safety. Everyone, when they think about public safety, is appropriately thinking of law enforcement. And we certainly need to have officers that can respond to 911 calls and be there for emergencies. But if there's not enough prosecutors to review cases and appropriately charge them and handle those cases, then we're just creating a glut where officers can respond, but when you're not potentially getting a charge or an outcome, so we need prosecutors. And so Hermonsky, the district attorney, assistant district attorney up in Sheboygan County, really outlining the consequences of this being a public safety concern. It is the party that claims to be all for law enforcement ignoring and abdicating a large responsibility when it comes to addressing the shortage of public defenders here in Wisconsin. Folks, want to share your thoughts? 844-967-2789. Let's head up to Green Bay where we got Steven calling in. Steven, what's on your mind this Monday afternoon?
How is Luke doing today?
I'm doing as good as I can on a Monday afternoon, Steven. How about yourself?
I hear you there. So this is what I got to say. The Republican Party, or should I call it the Hypocrite Party, because that's what they are, is a bunch of hypocrites. They will spew something out of their mouth and then do the exact same, the exact opposite of what they say. But this is what I got to say, and I don't know if it's been said by anyone for a while, but I think a lot of times as Democratic voters, we think that, okay, the Democratic candidate won, our job's done now. But that's just the start of our job. Being a Democrat today is really a daily job. I find on, you know, my walk to, you know, through the supermarket, I'll be hearing people talk and I'll end up talking to them about issues just at the grocery store. And I think more Democrats need to do that. It's not always comfortable, but I think it's necessary because, as you've outlined in this show and so many others, the Republicans are trying to not just tear the state of Wisconsin apart, but this country apart. And they're doing it by turning people against each other. And we really... As Democrats, we're not the big scary monsters that the Republicans say we are. We just want common sense things to happen. And we think that everyone should be treated equally, no matter what color you are or what you believe or who you love. And I don't think a lot of people would be against that thought process if they were really just talked to by someone who believes that.
Yeah, Stephen, having a civil conversation and being able to communicate with others about your shared values, it is absolutely a 24/7 job. And democracy is not a spectator sport, as Tom Hartman likes to say on a daily basis. You got to be involved. You got to be engaged. And we appreciate your contribution on this Monday afternoon, Stephen. Up next, we got Dick here in Madison. Dick, what's on your mind this Monday afternoon?
I couldn't say it any better than that. A caller a while back, I missed who it was, hit it out of the park with his talking about the guy with the demise of the unions, or tried to be, Ronald Reagan. Here's a guy, and proof positive is, who does Scott Walker think the world of? Yeah, Ronald Reagan.
The Gipper.
I mean, this guy, the Gipper. My grandfather told you this story about how when he ran and thought about running in 1976, I'm over to his house and he got a Newsweek magazine, and he was on the cover, and he says, there's your next president. And I said, come on, Grandpa, that's crazy. He goes, no, this country's just nuts enough to elect a movie star president. And I laughed at him. Well, he died at 92 in 1978, so thankfully he didn't have to see Ronald Reagan become president, because he was the start of it. And a shout-out to his union. Fire Workers Local 383.
Yeah.
He was an instrumental person who started it in the 20s and was lucky enough. He said, I was fortunate during the Depression. I stayed busy right here in Madison, building iconic buildings like the Field House, Capitol Theater, Orpheum Theater, and on and on. He worked until the early 60s. But the caller who called out Reagan, that was awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And the amount of graph stick that you can see when you pinpoint 1980, 1981, when the downfall of a lot of these different things, of numbers of statistics, gauging the middle class, the earned income, and just across the board, the devastating impact that Reagan had on a ton of different economic factors, a very, very fascinating case study when you look at the dates of when things started to trend downwards. We appreciate the phone call, Dick. You can be like Dick, and you can be like Steven, 844-967-2789. You can share a tangent with us here on Dueling Tangents this Monday afternoon. You can call, text, or send us a tweet at Dueling Tangents. And the interesting, you know, talking about how some individuals want to address these problems. Say the worker shortage in district attorneys, the worker shortage that we're seeing in the service industry. Alexander Scher, again, political reporter over at the Wisconsin State Journal, sharing out this today of a Wisconsin GOP proposal that would have 14-year-olds be able to serve alcohol to customers not seated at a bar, but down from the current age of 18. So if you're not sitting at the bar, but you're sitting at a table, 14-year-olds can then bring you alcohol. Because this is what will, Evan, address the workforce shortage. You know, as Jack from Merrimack pointed out, child labor coming back as a resurgence to addressing these economic woes. It's not, don't embolden unions. Don't allow workers to organize and advocate for themselves. And through a union, we just need more child labor. That is the solution to addressing these problems.
In a meat plant.
Yeah, meat plants, but this one here in Wisconsin. Goodness. The measure would allow Wisconsin to have the youngest alcohol servers nationwide, according to the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism. Currently, West Virginia allows 16-year-olds to serve alcohol. Maine allows 17-year-olds. Everywhere else, you have to be 18, 19, or 21. So Wisconsin GOP lawmakers, you know, addressing the concerns that we have here as Wisconsinites, taking down the alcohol servers from 18 to 14, as long as they're not sitting at the bar. They got to be sitting at a table or a booth or somewhere else in the restaurant, in the establishment. But that is what we've got from the GOP caucus here in Wisconsin's capital, proposing to reduce those child laws. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents. We got one more segment in this Monday afternoon. Going to get to some more headlines and your thoughts. 844-967-2789.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Waves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You are listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. If you want to share a tangent with us in this final segment of the show today, 844-967-2789, commemorating the kickoff of the month of May here in 2023, International Workers' Day, the start of Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month. Having fun with the NSYNC memes, you know, coming back unexpectedly throughout the show, but that's okay. And your thoughts on this Monday afternoon, 844-967-2789. Ev, who do we got here on the phone line?
We got Joe.
We got Joe here in Madison. All right, Joe, how are we doing on this Monday afternoon, Joe?
I got a bit of a barking dog. I'll walk into the next room. I can't thank you enough for postal carrier. You know how that is. You got to be strong and barky. Can't thank you enough for this particular show on May Day. And I think it's so important that all of us raise a glass for the workers of this country, the people who make this country happen, and for the unions that protect the workers. I think it's easy to forget how important those unions were. I believe it was Dick in the previous segment spoke about his grandfather being involved in unions. I, too, had a grandfather who was involved in the formation of unions here in the state. His was Greyhound. And I had a father who was working construction who remembers when the 40-hour work week came in from Franklin Delano Roosevelt and what a big deal that was, that he no longer had to work on Saturday from 7 to noon on Saturday. That no longer was a requirement because of 40-hour work week came in because of the pressure of the unions. People have died for what unions have given us. People have died for the 8-hour workday. People have died over the battles over child labor. And I think to have this Republican legislature that hasn't worked, that has, as you said, sat on their keister when there are so many important problems to be solved. The one that you brought up that is really ringing home for me is this one about the assistant ADs not having enough of them in order to prosecute the cases that come up. Yeah, it's an issue of safety. The work that people do, it comes down to safety. And it's like giving somebody a lawnmower without any gasoline in it and say, well, yeah, cut the lawn. Yeah, this is... it's just embarrassing. It's absolutely embarrassing what the Republicans have done. And I hope that people recognize this and remember when we come to voting time and, you know, in terms of participating and remembering what unions brought us and what these Republicans have not. This problem needs to be solved. And you don't just say, okay, we're done for the season. See you, bye. Good luck to all you district attorneys trying to make these cases work. Thank you so much for bringing it up. And it's not a dumpster dive. It is critical, absolutely wonderful that you brought this up. And I can't thank you enough. Thanks a lot, you guys.
Absolutely, Joe. Hey, that's just what I named this segment because I like – sometimes there are some Friday news dumps and you got to go diving for them. But this one was – pretty close to the top of the inbox, so I didn't have to dive very far. But it was, and I would like to issue a correction. I did say assistant district attorney earlier. Joel Ermansky is the Sheboygan County district attorney, not the assistant district attorney. But yeah, I cannot imagine who this district attorney from October until last week working the amount of jobs typically assigned to six prosecutors. Can you imagine doing that much work and then at the same time having your legislator, the body that is designed to represent Wisconsin and be able to come up with laws to address the problems we face? They just not actually do any work since the beginning of March. They did not do any legislation. This is a growing problem, but it was still a problem in March of 2022. And Robin Voss and Devin LeMahieu refused to actually come into legislative session and address this problem. And appreciate your phone call, Joe. And we appreciate you shouting us out for talking about it, because we do think it's important. And it is a conversation we're going to continue to have here on Dueling Tangents. We want to take your thoughts and tangents here on this Monday afternoon, though. You can share them. 844-967-2789. Next up, we got Wisco Paul calling in. Wisco, what's on your mind today?
Thanks for taking my call. Great call, Joel. I also grew up in a union family, and the Republicans are just lazy. That's all I can say. They wouldn't make it in a union. So thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely, Wisco. Appreciate it. I'm sure that some of these individuals, there's plenty of members of the actually, I guess I don't know what the makeup of the Republican caucus in the state legislature. I'm not truly aware of the numbers that they make up, of if any of them have been a part of unions. So I won't make any guesses on whether or not any of them have been in unions. But it is absolutely a fabric of Wisconsin life for a lot of Wisconsinites to either be in a union or come from a family a part of labor unions. And it is absolutely something that we're talking about here on May Day, International Workers' Day, on May 1st. And all of the other tangents that we got one more phone caller we're going to try to squeeze in this hour. We got Tom from West Allis. Tom, what's on your mind this Monday afternoon?
Hi there. I'll try to make this quick. What really needs to happen is that anyone running against any of these senators, what have you, all the Democrats need to scream from the rooftops on how these people just sat and did nothing. And the perfect phrase is, I will work for you, because obviously they won't.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good phrase. I think the important thing is, Tom, is there's been quite a few people discussing that over the last 12, 16 months. It happened in 2022 as well. This isn't 2022 was not a 2020 also, I guess, because that gets confusing, because both in 2020 and in 2022, Republican lawmakers facing a different political party in the governor's office, not having a Republican ally, and then it was former Governor Scott Walker, and having to try to come up with compromise with Governor Tony Evers, Democratic Governor Tony Evers, rather than do the hard work of finding that compromise, they just closed up shop. They said, we don't want to. And so it has been discussed, it has been covered, but it's important that when we're discussing these growing problems, like a worker shortage in district attorney offices around the state, that it is portrayed in the media coverage, the news coverage of it as well, that way. And I hope that there is a solution and that there are some ideas to tackle this problem. The biannual budget process is something that we're going to follow closely here at Dueling Tangents. We're going to keep talking about what recommendations are coming out of the governor's office and the Republican-led legislature and their joint finance committee. But it's really telling that Republican lawmakers are acting like they're advocating in the best interests of Wisconsinites, when for 9 months last year, they said, well, we're not going to legislate. We'll get back to that later. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents. If you missed any portion of this show here on May Day, you can check out the podcast. Head over to civicmedia.us, click on Dueling Tangents. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. Talk to you all then.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed. My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.